Morning, everyone. Friday, March 22, the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. Good morning, wherever and however you are listening. Yes, some great memories there. Great intro from Jono with some calls to the end of some very memorable golden slippers. And we're here at Rose Hill Gardens this morning. And we're going to speak to Chris Waller later this morning as well. Adrian Bott to talk about his gazillion runners along with Gay Waterhouse for the feature tomorrow, the $5 million Tab Golden Slipper. And as I say, good morning firstly to Adam Pengilly, filling in for Loz. Loz got something on today, so he's got the day off. Adam, for me, this is our great race in Sydney. Love it.
Morning, Middo. Morning, everyone. Yeah, absolutely love the Golden Slipper. It is my favourite race in Sydney each year. I know we have the Everest and it's a huge event these days, but there's something about the history and tradition of the Golden Slipper that I really enjoy, and it's quite surreal being here in Rose Hill early in the morning at 5:30. The sun's not coming up for another hour or so, and getting ready for what's going to be a massive day tomorrow. It'll be a hive of activity. I love those calls that Jono put together there for the intro. My favourite one, Middo, Esther Jarb.
Yeah, well, back, because
back,
you're on it.
Back to the job that day, so
I had it as well.
You always remember the horses that won the slipper, don't you?
Yeah, certainly do. Look, I was here. My first ever day on a metro racetrack in Sydney was the 2000 Golden Slipper.
Singo.
Gold du jour.
Singo.
I think I just turned 18 and went into the public, had a member's ticket, but ended up in the public to get the free beer that he put on. We got him back, baby.
I'm back.
He's back from Pakistan. Welcome. Beautiful.
Nice to be back. Nice to be seen.
How's the jet lag? What time were you up?
12:15, I got to. Just past midnight.
You do look up and about.
Gym is done for the day, put it that way. Yeah, I tried to go back to sleep even on the couch, but no, it didn't work. So I'm here, Middo. It's nice to be home. Don't get me wrong. I rushed in yesterday to do a... had a stopover in Dubai, had a shoot to do there, got home and back into it. So nice to be back, had a good time away. Beautiful people over there in Pakistan, the crickets. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised how high a standard the cricket was, because it's still a domestic tournament with international overseas players, like you see in the BBL and the IPL. But the Pakistan players, they always do produce talent, but to be able to see it on show... If they had the best overseas players, like the IPL does, it would be as strong, if not stronger, than any T20 competition around the world. It's that good. So, yeah, I enjoyed it, but, yeah, nice to be home.
Did you bring home that big coat you were wearing there the other day?
No, I didn't bring home.
Flash.
No.
Was it chilly?
No, it wasn't chilly. It was hot. It was 30-odd degrees. There was a slight
breeze. You're
wearing
that big coat.
That's what we had to wear for the final. So you just do as you're told. But no, yeah. I didn't bring...
You didn't leave it in the hotel room, did you?
I didn't leave it in the hotel room, no. I took it to the ground and we gave it to a few of the locals. So all the... Everything's branded with PSL 9 or whatever on the blazers and... everything you're wearing. So, no, I gave that away. Okay. Adam, I didn't bring it back.
Well, it was the first time I saw you broadcasting was the other day for the final. We had it on in the studio.
And then you were having a good laugh.
Oh, we were having a great chuckle.
I bet you were. I can only imagine what you blokes were saying while I was away. I don't want to know. I saw some of the stupid articles that were written for you. And I can only imagine what you blokes, how much you're taking the piss out of me. So I don't want to know.
We can write that.
Hey, seriously, what a load of...
We were just saying how fresh you looked. And other people decided to take that to the nth degree.
So good.
Oh, unbelievable, hey? Put a bit of makeup on, have a haircut.
Oh, mate.
And, you know, people filter. Think that, you
put
know,
a filter
you're a new
on
person,
Instagram.
So to speak.
Did the Daily Mail follow you to Pakistan, Pup, or did they leave you alone for a few days?
I actually thought this is my chance. Like, I've been on my best behaviour this year. Yes. I've been out of the media. I'm leaving the country. I'm not even in your backyard. Leave me alone.
One photo. That's all it took.
Yeah. The power of social media. Yeah. It's international, buddy. It's international, but... Nah, anyway, nice to be home.
Good to have you home. I loved you, mate, the lion too, the mascot.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't the best.
Did you interview the lion, is
we
that right?
We were interviewing the... Well, mate, let's just say I'm glad there was no volume in the studio for you boys to hear. I was interviewing the lion, but then we worked out live on TV that the lion couldn't speak. Right. Why has he got a microphone for?
What's he doing in shot then? What, are you just going to stand there? Get out of there.
Yeah, anyway, it was good fun. There was a lot of laughs. But yeah, it was short and sweet. 10 days. And yeah, like I say, you'd you miss Australia. That no matter where you go and how good a time you have, that plane coming over and seeing that Harbour Bridge is still feeling, the greatest feeling in the world, mate.
It really is. Really is. We are so very fortunate. Well, obviously, you've missed no drama at all.
Well, I've been following. I'm looking forward to seeing Bulldog next Wednesday. Mate, what is wrong with you? Get off Benji's back. Get off the Tigers' back. Get off GWS's back. What was that article yesterday or the day before about going Westfields at Parramatta?
Yeah, he stood in Parramatta
asking people if they know GWS. Yeah. This is a massive, mate. If anyone touches a piece of the NRL, the rugby league journos have got beef with the world.
I agree with you, mate.
Criticise them. Anyone supports AFL, criticise them.
It's a really weird quirk. I can't wait to see. I love all sports, all coats. Yeah. Grew up playing league and union, love AFL. Mm. Obviously, football, love Liverpool. So I don't get it. I'm with you. But it just seems there's
the
some
country,
real
cares? There's room for all sports.
When another club or code gets some attention. Is doing well.
I do like Bulldog. He's a good fella, but I can't wait to just push him on it a little bit. Like, what's he on Benji? They'll on Benji's case before the Tigers kicked a football. We had a bye and we're getting sledged. Mate, we won. We got 2 points and we're still getting sledged.
Yeah, he's copped a bit of stick, hasn't he, Middo? Benji. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. I listened to a podcast actually last week with Craig McRae, the Collingwood coach, and he provided a bit of perspective, Middo, into a work-life balance as a coach. And obviously Collingwood won the flag last year. He said they've got a rule at Collingwood. On Tuesday mornings, they don't start till 10 o'clock in the morning, so all the players can take their kids to school or spend the time with the family in the morning. And they also finish one day a week early, so everyone can go home and pick up their kids from school and spend time with the family. Now, this is what Benji's been talking about, trying to get a bit of a work-life balance in his coaching life. And I don't know, Clarkie. It's certainly, mate. I'll be honest, it created a lot of controversy last week. It was a big discussion.
I just think it's, again,
he just posed the question, though.
Yeah.
Bulldog
in his article.
Yeah, no, I understand.
He posed the question.
I understand.
Can this work?
And this is the thing, Benji's situation right now. There's perception versus reality, but he's better off not even talking about that right now. Win a competition, make the top eight, get a year under your belt, have a little bit of success, and then he can speak it. Like, he's better off, even if that's what he's telling the team. Mm. And that's their plan, and that's how they're going to go about it. Awesome. He's better off saying the least amount he can right now, because we know this is such a result-driven world. If the Tigers don't have success, the media is going to look for anything, any possible gap in that system, and they're going to, because you need to find a reason why you're not having success, you know. And Benji, they've put all their eggs in one basket with Benji. He is the man. They're giving him everything he wants. He's the head coach. So he's going to have to take the hits. But I just think, in this instance, I think what he said is completely fine. Mm. There is not one person on the planet that works 24/7. The billionaires, mate. James Packer, he does not work 24/7. So give me a break. You're allowed to go to sleep at night. You're allowed to see your children. Mm. You're allowed to eat breakfast. Mm. He's not saying he's working less or he doesn't want to work. He's just trying to find a balance, like I think all of us are. With our life. Yeah. So but he's better off. He can't win saying that right now.
No, but to be fair, he was asked about it at his weekly press conference before their first game against Canberra last week, Middo, and I thought he handled it really well.
Yeah, he did.
I thought he answered the questions really honestly and openly, and he explained the reasons for him to turn his phone off for a couple of hours in the afternoon to spend time with his young family. Yeah. And he's probably unlike a lot of other coaches. He still has very young kids. Like, a lot of head coaches in the NRL have kids who might be teenagers or adults now who they don't have to worry about as much. He still wants to spend time with his young kids. I got no issue with it whatsoever.
Back page of the Courier Mail, busted Broncos. Brisbane in crisis as Walsh joins Reynolds and Haas in casualty ward. That's the headline. And the back page of Sydney's Daily Telegraph, grand slammed. As in grand final rematch slam. Cleary adds to Broncos' nightmare. So 34-12 there last night. Brian To'o and Isaac Tungo both scored doubles. Nathan Cleary, absolutely sublime for the Panthers last night. Seriously, I don't know how many try assists he had. He felt like he had a hand in just about every one of them. But a huge incident early. And the Broncos, well, their pretty thin hopes heading into the match pretty much evaporated the second Reece Walsh went off. After a head clash with Taylor May. And that was when the referee after that said that Taylor May had a duty of care to bend his back in the tackle and was put on report. Adam, firstly, let's start with a positive. Nathan Cleary.
Phenomenal, Middo. There was one try assist there in the second half where he was sort of crabbing crossfield and holding the ball on his right hip, and he was just disguising it from the Brisbane defenders, and he had one or two guys running underneath him. He's throwing dummies, and then he said Tungo over to score. Look, that was just mesmerising to watch that. And his evolution as a playmaker from where he was sort of 4 or 5 years ago to now is just incredible. He's clearly, to me, the best player in the game.
Definitely.
And by a space at the moment. Like, and what he did last night, if he stays fit, who's to say Penrith won't win 4 in a row?
He's just got the final frontier, Cleary, doesn't he?
Origin.
Personally, Origin.
Dominating exactly. An Origin series. He's played some decent Origin games,
yep.
But he hasn't dominated a series.
Yep.
And that's the last thing for him.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Reece Walsh, so that head clash, and, you know, looked pretty nasty. He tried to come back on, passed his HIA, but he couldn't see properly.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Definite fracture, I reckon.
Eye socket?
I reckon he's busted it. Yeah.
Well, that's trouble if it is.
Yeah.
If he's
6 weeks.
If he's busted his eye socket, then he's going to be out for a while.
All right, it was just so swollen. It looked nasty as well, but, yeah, definitely an accident. But, yeah, I reckon he's in some trouble.
Broncos are in some trouble. Haas? Probably 6 weeks out.
4 to 6,
How long Reynolds?
Well,
week to week, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but... You know,
Haas is massive.
Adam Reynolds now, you're always worried about his fitness, aren't you? I know there was that, you know, stigma when he got to the Broncos, which is probably unfair, but you do worry about long-term, whether he can, you know, survive the season.
Mm. And they've just re-signed him for next year as well, exactly, Mido, so he's still got another 12 months next year on his deal, so...
Was it the right decision last night just to put him on report and not... sin bin or send off?
Absolutely. He'll probably get charged, would you say?
Oh, listen, Mido, I think the way the game's going, I expect there'll probably be a charge for Taylan May this morning. I don't know what you guys think about it, but to me, it's just an accident, isn't it?
Yeah, it was very much
like,
an accident.
I can understand why the NRL might come down harder. They'll say, well, you shot it out of the line, so obviously you're trying to put pressure on a defender and not being reckless or careless, but when you come out of the line at speed, you're probably creating a risk factor there. Some people will say, and I heard the referee say, Mido, what did he say on the field last night?
He said you've got a duty of care to bend your back in the tackle.
Oh, thanks, defence coach.
It's incredible.
He's the tackling police now.
Honestly, split-second decisions.
Right.
In a contact sport, you were going to have accidents.
Yeah.
And this was the classic case. Well, classic example.
You know, Mido, I was over in the UK just recently for the Penrith and the World Club Challenge, and I spoke to you guys very briefly. I went to a game at Warrington on the Friday night. New Brown got sent off for Hull playing against Warrington for a head clash, which was literally 1/50th of what we saw last night. It was absolutely nothing, and he got sent off. Not sin binned, not put on report, sent off.
Wow.
So that's on the other side of the world, but that's where the game is at the moment over in the UK and France. I'm not saying we're going to get there.
Yeah, but I think that's where rugby and AFL are in Australia as well. And that's why I think he'll get done. He'll go for a couple of weeks.
I don't know if he'll go for a couple of weeks. I reckon he might cop a fine. I reckon he'll get a low grade charge. I don't know if he'll be suspended. But having said that, the NRL does take into account they'll ask the Broncos for a medical report on Reece Walsh. They'll take that into account when they do the grading for the charge.
Yeah.
So if Reece Walsh is going to miss some game time, if he does have a fractured eye socket, that match review committee will sit there and go, okay, if we're going to charge him, which I think they'll probably decide they will, now we're going to potentially escalate it or upgrade the charge, given that Reece Walsh has suffered an injury and missed the rest of that game and might be out for time. So you might be right, Clarky. You might be right. He might be missing time.
I reckon he's definitely busted it. Looking at that vision at the end of the game, it was just so swollen.
Yeah,
I think there's a difference between an accidental head clash, which I think last night definitely was, and we've seen players in the past lead with their head into a tackle.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do that, right? If you're bending forward and leading with your head into a tackle, I think then the culpability goes, or the onus goes right on the defender. But last night, he wasn't leading with his head. He's coming to make an upright tackle, which you see so many guys do it these days. It's the catch and hold technique, and then they try and slow them down and wrestle them on the ground. I don't know.
Morning, boys. On this duty of care in last night's game, how could May bend his back in a split second? I understand the concerns around head knocks, but if May gets time for that, I'll eat my hat, the Cat Eye Raider says. Well, you might be eating your hat, Cat Eye Raider, but I think we're on your level as far as your opinion's concerned. Hi, boys. Wanted to get your thoughts on the Taylan May head clash. When has the must bend your back rule come in? I watched another 100 tackles last night. where the defender took the ball, run a ball at all, and there was no bending of the back and no penalty. Please explain this one. Love the show from a confused fan. Yeah, well, we just gave our thoughts on it. I think we're all on the same page. How do you cop a suspension for hitting someone with your chin? G'day, mate. I think it's called a shirt front in AFL, the head clash tackle on Reece Walsh. Red hot rooster. Anyway, keep them coming. 0419 767 272. I think surely at some stage, doesn't common sense. I know that obviously all the governing bodies are so
They're petrified about legal action.
So frightened about it.
I'll stop but bouncers in cricket next. You watch. Well, I'm telling you, that's where we've got to in sport. They will say you cannot bowl bouncers in cricket.
And what will that do for the sport?
Mate, I'm coming out of retirement. I want to bat again. I'm a chance.
I might join you.
You just pitch it up. You get forward every ball. Like it's. And again, I've said this openly. Husey was one of my best mates. So I'm as, you know, look after player welfare in all sport, particularly cricket, as much as you can. But if you cannot use the short ball, if you cannot be aggressive, if you cannot push someone back, then the game is over. It's already a batsman's game. Like, you've got to give the bowlers some chance. And I feel like, as I said, AFL, rugby union, and now let's wait and see what happens with this decision. But I think he'll go for it. Even though I 100% agree with what you both are saying. It was definitely an accident. It was not premeditated. It was not trying to take him out. It was none of that. But I just think it's where it is at the moment, where sport is.
Every contact sport's doing its absolute best to, you know, mitigate these sort of circumstances. Yeah. At some point, don't we all have... Anyone who walks onto a field...
You're taking a risk.
...that you are taking a risk.
I get it.
Especially in contact sport. So if it does end up in court, well, they're going to have to fight it. Mm. These governing bodies. And go, well, you know, player steps onto field, accepts risk. We're doing this, and this. This is our sport. Mm. You know, you cross the line, this is the risk of what can happen. Anyway, it is a couple of minutes to six. We're going to preview the Big South Roosters match on the other side. Back page of the Sydney Morning Herald. South's bench cook in latest selection shock. Time for rabbits to pull their socks and pants up is the other headline there. And that's because there's a picture. I'm not sure who that is, but they've got their knacks down on the back page of the paper. Like, honestly.
Latrell. It's Latrell.
Is that Latrell?
It's Latrell.
Were you at the editorial meeting for that, Adam?
No.
Yesterday?
I am nowhere near senior enough to make any of those calls, Mido. I was as surprised as you to see it on the back page this morning.
All right.
He's definitely had lipo on his ass. I can tell him that bitch. Definitely lipo. Clickbait. Bit of filler, bit of Botox in that ass cheek for sure.
Might have to ask Latrell.
Headline.
I have to ask Latrell for the number. Who are you consulting?
Very good. Hey, there's opportunity there for you too. You could really leverage this together.
Right, watch me go.